Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
We welcome you all to a Roll2Cast RPG podcast in the world of Die by Kieran Gillen and Stephanie Hans, starring Ellen Graham as Allegra, Sean Flerl as Logan, Phil Harker-Smith as Toby, Christopher Bond as Xavier, Luna Godfrey as Kat, and Max Garcia Underwood as Vince. Story, GMing, and additional rules by Ellen Graham. Designed by Jack Sumner. Music by Jamie Hornsby. This is When the Party's Over.
It is the mid-2000s-ish in Australia, in a private Catholic school, St. Blaise, in an old archival room in the library. We have six teenagers sitting around, candles lit haphazardly, a sure violation of school rules, as they pour themselves out over mini figurines and dice stacked around themselves. Allegra, a severe-looking young girl with dyed blue-black hair and piercings that are certainly not uniform regulation. She pauses everyone's speaking, raising her hands in the air. Okay, let's just pause here and zoom out on the action that has happened in these last few seconds of combat. Logan, your rogue has run up the giant's spine, using his daggers as a foothold. Kat, your barbarian has swung her great axe into the Achilles tendon, bringing it down to its knee. Toby, your rogue is firing an arrow, aiming it into the eye of the giant, and it finds its mark as the giant howls with rage. You feel your teeth chatter, the earth shakes, and your heart pounds in your own ribcage. Vince, your bard shatters the mind of this monster, a silvery barb, and its eyes begin to weep blood. And Xavier, from your hands, a brilliant white light pierces its very heart. The giant is dead. It might be the last. There may be others to avenge it. But this is where the heroes of the Mists of Dolorin take their rest. And that's the end of the game.
Good game, everyone. Good game. Good game. Good work.
Fuck me.
Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah, it's meant to be hard.
Allegra, thank you so much for running that. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot great to work, I forgot to add, it should have been an extra.
No, we
plus
can't
two.
Go.
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay, you wanted a plus two.
No, just like it was extra. I forgot that I have this like ability that gives me like the extra plus two to the damage. Anyway, no, that was a really good game. Sorry, I'm getting caught up.
You said there might be more giants though.
You don't know. There might be.
Well, it's not. There's more to do though.
I mean, next time maybe, right? Like it's cool.
We're graduating soon. We needed to find a natural ending, and like you're not just going to kill every giant or titan in the world. They're ephemeral. Right? They don't play to your rules.
I guess not, but, you know. I just wanted it to be satisfying, you know?
But it is.
Was it not satisfying?
Yeah. It was good. No, it was really good. It was really good.
Okay. Like, leaves are open, you know? Like, we're not going to be able to keep playing, but, you know, we might in the future. Who knows? Like,
yeah, I don't know. Well, let's get through graduation first. All right, if anyone borrowed dice for me, I'm going to need them back now, as she
is this
makes
one yours?
A little hand motion.
You didn't give me any dice.
I definitely gave you dice, Slogan.
Fuck, okay, yeah, sure.
Smartass.
This one's mine, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't have one that's so,
Here you go.
Boring.
I'll just pass it over.
Just chuck it over.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, cheers. Thank you.
So all my dice are your dice. Right. So.
Vincent, you gave me a help die earlier. That one's yours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did that come from Allegra?
That's from Allegra.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So just hand that over to her.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Correct.
Okay.
Allegra blows out the candles, and that was the end of your little game, your little high school game, The Mists of Dolaran. Ten years pass, and each of you receive in the mail, whether at your homes or at your workplaces, wherever it was easiest to find you, you find a black card with beautiful silver calligraphy written, probably with a fountain pen, saying, "Life has passed by, most of it boring. Let's play again." And it doesn't have a name, but it does have an address and a wax seal on the back with a with the letter A. I'm going to ask Xavier, where was Xavier when he received this letter?
Xavier was at work in a state bank in the legal department. He's halfway through a meeting. He steps out, grabs the letters. It's not a significant meeting. There's some, you know, legal work that needs to be done regarding, you know, signing off on different forms and getting permissions when it comes to acquiring kind of like different assets from different countries regarding like, you know, national security sort of stuff. But that's like, it's fairly like twee kind of boring stuff.
Yeah.
So he's happy to kind of step out of the meeting for a sec, read the mail, nods at it. He's like lithe.
Yeah,
in his late 20s, his hair still is shorter now, but still blonde. Nice shirt, nice jacket, no polished shoes. He's wearing glasses now, but they're for reading.
not just to be cool.
not just to be cool.
Yeah,
he's kind of like a what is it? Turtle face.
Oh, tortoiseshell glasses.
Tortoiseshell colored glasses. Yeah, and he looks at it, reads through. Oh. Huh. Nice. That'd be fun.
Great. Vince, where is Vince when he receives the letter?
Vince receives this letter at his parents' house.
Amazing. Amazing.
Oh.
After having relatively recently returned from a stint living overseas in London, has been back for a little while, receives it in a lull between jobs and has all of the time to do something like this and has kind of, for being away for a while and has lost touch a bit with a lot of people in his hometown. So the chance to see some older friends or potentially see some older friends would genuinely be interesting to Vince right now.
He's in his dressing gown. I imagine he's in his dressing gown.
I feel like like an hoodie kind of situation. Yeah, 1 p.m. hoodie and Ugg boots. Yeah.
That is such a mood.
Yeah.
I want to be him right now.
For all of us actors, I feel like
I want to be an out-of-work actor.
That's all I am.
Fantasy.
The bleed.
I really went far for this. Yeah.
Where is Logan?
It's funny you say that.
When he receives the letter.
So Logan is at his share house. That at the moment, his housemates have left, so he's in between people. So it's only him. He obviously needs to get more people in soon because he's not going to be able to pay the rent by himself. He's on a day off. He has a lot of days off because he really only spends 1 or 2 days at the local game shop, EB Games for Australians, or for, I don't know what Americans have, GameStop or... There you go. For American listeners, he's at his local GameStop that he has a part-time, barely part-time job. So he's on his day off playing the old Nintendo 64.
Just so you all know, Sean literally grabbed a Nintendo 64.
Lean over and grab one.
None of you can see it, but we see it.
He's playing an old classic, Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Oh, a classic.
And
so edgy.
he notices kind of that a letter had been slipped under the door. He has a clear line of sight to the door, and he happens to he reaches off to the side to grab a sip from his Mountain Dew, and he notices the letter that's been slipped under the door. So he pauses and goes over. He's just wearing an old Linkin Park t-shirt and a pair of jeans that he just threw on, very much living in 2013. And he pulls it in as he opens it. He reads the letter and just goes, holy fucking shit. Fucking all right. He quickly looks at his calendar, realizes he's not working for the next couple of days anyway, so he can make this. And he goes back to Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Great. The slowest GameStop ever around. You can just play games.
He's on his day off.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's true. Yeah. Yes. That's, and you're also in an hoodie?
His hoodie's on the ground somewhere. He hasn't worn in a few days.
Sponsored by Udi.
His hoodie is outside with weed in it.
Yeah. Been on the line for a couple of days, actually. He hasn't taken his washing in yet.
Keeps getting rained on.
Yeah. So still wet. Keeps having to rewash it.
Rewash it. He's leaving it out there.
A moldy hoodie. Yeah. Right. That's where we leave Logan. Where is Kat when she receives the call?
I think Kat is at home. She would definitely have splashed the "we bought a house" on Instagram, so it would be really easy to find her address.
Oh shit!
Well, now, you know, if you know her and you know the area,
doxed herself.
Yeah. my literal worst nightmare as a content creator. Totally. I accidentally doxed myself. So she's at home, probably having a brunch, but at home, you know, kind of fancy with her partner, Brad.
Brad,
yes.
Oh, we love Brad.
We love Brad. He's very attractive, you know, he's got some high-powered job, you know, he's kind of the perfect partner that you would expect.
Mm. He's in numbers, something like that.
Yeah, he's in something
he's
to do with that.
He's into numbers.
Yeah, just loves counting. Yeah, so she's when she receives it, I think it would be a wash of emotions. She would be excited, but also, I guess, nervous about confronting that part of her past that she hasn't thought about in a long time. As she sits there in her, probably in, a linen outfit of some kind, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, I'm thinking gourmand.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
I don't know if that, I think that's just Australian.
Is that Australia? Yeah.
It's salt bush.
Yeah. It's a bougie, a bougie designer
and
line.
And where is the hoodie in your house?
there is definitely not an hoodie in Kat's house.
Maybe one for the dog.
Oh, what is that pajama company, you know, that's in
Peter Alexander?
Peter Alexander. Yeah. That would be her.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Yeah. Does Kat work?
Yeah, Kat works. So it's probably a Sunday, I guess. So it's her day off. But she works in a PR firm. She's doing management. She's got lots of people under her. Yeah, kind of very high pressure job.
And where is Toby when he receives his letter?
So he's in his offices. So Toby's the local MP. He's with the Greens. So he is prepping for a radio interview about a new gas project, his opposition to it, why we can't afford to have new gas projects, whatever. And one of his staffers comes in with a stack of mail and it's like halfway through. It's like three quarters of the way through. You know, maybe she, like, her staffer raises an eyebrow as she hands them over. It's like, what's that? Okay, whatever. And, you know, he's going through his talking points, shuffling through his mail, and then he sees this. And I think, like the others, I think similar to like what Kat said, it's just a real like, whoa, I haven't thought about that in such a long time.
Mm.
His job is very day-to-day. It's very media appearances, political horse trading, going in for votes, that sort of thing. And to have something kind of lurched out of your past like that and grab you, I think his instant thought is like, well, I don't have time for that. But it just sits in the back of his head throughout the whole, like, he's doing his interviews and other stuff and he just can't stop thinking about it. And it worms his way into his head that he's like, maybe I can find time to go. And he doesn't know where the switch happens, but at some point in the next day or two, it happens that he's going to go.
Excellent. Who would be the first to arrive at this location?
I honestly kind of think it would be
Logan.
Logan. I think he's got nothing on.
Excellent.
So and if he knows it's Allegra, he's like, fuck, we used to fucking smoke outside. Fuck. I haven't smoked in a couple of years. Hell yeah.
Like, gonna pack a durries for the occasion.
Yeah, just he'll actually go out and buy yeah. And you know, he gets his Parker and Simpson. Parker Simpson.
Oh, did Allegra smoke the clicky menthols?
Oh, I'm not a smoker, so you might have to explain what that is to me.
Also known as fresh bursts.
Yes. They're a type of cigarette that if you squeeze the filter,
yeah.
it releases a little menthol capsule yeah. that you smoke through.
That sounds cool. Yeah, yeah. I think yeah. she would have done that.
It means you don't smell like, you don't smell or taste the nicotine or the tobacco.
Oh, yeah, which is what a teenager smoking yeah. wants. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can pass them out to other people who don't like menthols yeah. as much as well.
Right. And I reckon that's 100% what Logan brings. Like,
he's buying a 28 pack of menthols.
Yeah, he's like, no. What do they have? And he goes to the local server, just like, oh, just grab me any of the cheapest menthol that you have there. And he just gets a Parker and Simpson Fresh Burst Blue.
The person looks you up and down. Menthols?
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Yeah.
Sweet. How much is that?
$50.
Yes. $75 million.
And then he goes somewhere where they should be, which is $20 yeah. cheaper.
I know Parker and Simpson is the cheapest one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah, so he'll buy a pack of cigarettes. Like, he doesn't give a shit what this person thinks about him. He notices a snark. He's like, yeah, sure, why?
Great.
Is this an evening
It is.
Game?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Where is the address that he heads to?
So it's not, I guess maybe I'll throw the question back to you. Would you have ever gone to Allegra's house?
Back in the day or yeah, recently?
Back in the day.
Back in the day? Well, because we had talked about the fact that we played a game at like an abandoned...
We played it at school, like yeah, in like the old archival room,
yeah, yeah.
which
yeah.
is basically abandoned.
I reckon he has been to her house once before. Mm. It was like one time that they tried to like vibe each other as friends outside of like just, you know...
And it didn't
outside
work.
Outside of school. And it wasn't, it just nothing, nothing was there. It wasn't yeah. like spoken about. Just like, you know, he came away and went, oh, all right. Well, I guess that solves that question. She's just nice.
Yeah.
We'll always have high school.
Always have high school. What a depressing phrase.
But he's kind of like, yeah, man, I haven't seen her in, fuck, 10 years.
Yeah.
And just, Larry, quiet, he says to his little Jack Russell.
Larry looks dejected and goes and curls up at the corner of on the end of your bed.
Yeah,
kind of sadly looking at you as you leave the house.
And he gives him a nice kiss on the forehead because he loves Larry. Larry's everything to him. He's like, here's a Parker. No, he doesn't give him Parker. And he like feeds him a bowl and then heads out.
Right.
And he has his old beaten down Nissan Skyline that's like 15 years old, still runs barely.
Yeah.
So
you would remember a house that's kind of further out towards the hills, but still with about of a half an hour commute down to the main city, but far away enough that you have really kind of palatial houses, right? Houses that look over rivers and lush kind of greenery. And it's kind of, it's a lot of modern wood, sleek angles, lots of exposed glass. It's a really fancy place. And this is the house that belonged to Allegra's aunt, Jo, who she lived with, obviously, since her parents are dead. Like, trying to find a way to say that.
That's
yeah.
the way to say they're, it.
Alive.
They're yeah. dead-zo.
They are.
But you remember this place because, well, I don't know. What was the sensation of teen Logan in being in this very fancy place? Because your family had a lot of money.
That's it. And I mean, he inherited a large, sizable amount of dough from his deceased uncle. Kind of like the favorite uncle. He was the favorite nephew sort yeah. of thing. Uncle Jim, actually.
Oh, nice.
Uncle Jim. Yeah. I was going to say Uncle Bob, but no. Uncle Jim. And like, so he's been around money. He's seen money, but he's never actively tried to engage with it. And as he's always tried to avoid it. So to speak. Like, he doesn't come from that world per se. He's always actively tried to put a distance at him.
Yep.
So there's it has a weird transporting effect. Because obviously he hasn't seen Allegra or any of these people or really indulged in anything that a private school kid would for the past decade.
Yeah.
So he immediately is aware of the fact that he hasn't physically changed much in 10 years. He still has the attempt to grow the long blonde hair that's now definitely like a dirty shade of blonde. He looks down and he realizes like he has made an attempt. He is wearing like just like a collared shirt, like nothing like too overly preppy, just like the one white shirt that he has in his cupboard, and threw on a pair of jeans and Converse as well. So it's this weird mix match of like old and new, preppy yeah. and not, and gives this weird kind of like scrubbed up but scrubbed down at the same time effect. And so he feels the dichotomy there as he kind of steps out of the car and looks over and is transported immediately back to 10 years ago.
And this is a house with its sleek designs. The fact that it's literally almost got its private area of forest that is that is connected to the house. It screams money
yeah.
in a very kind of Scandinavian design way of like, it's minimalist, but it's obviously very fucking expensive.
Minimalism is really expensive.
Yeah. 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 It's so true. Expensive. Yeah. Having lots of shit means you can use it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah. And yeah. like, it's not that he loathes the idea of money. Like, he doesn't look at this and go, ugh, gross. He's like, yeah, that's Allegra. This is what I remember. This is the vibe. This is what I ran away from for a long time.
And did you specifically come very early?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
the idea is to come like probably like half an hour before. Like, did anyone else come particularly? When we used to play, did anyone come late to games?
I feel like Kat would probably be perpetually like 5 to 10 minutes late.
Running from like, another thing.
Yeah, just yeah. like constantly. Not super duper late, but just like
yeah.
yeah. Toby is always exactly on time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so what happens here actually is that he arrives similarly, because he's just coming from another thing, at a similar time to you, but he just parks his car, puts the light on, and he's like reading a white paper. He might even see you get out of your car. But yeah. he's like, I'm not going to turn up, you know, before the invited time. Mm. That's not right. So I'm just going to get in a little bit of work. And when it's half past, I'll go in.
Bless.
Yeah.
It's like 20 minutes earlier yeah. that he would
anyone,
rock up.
Would anyone else have arrived early?
I think not early, but very on time, I think.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Vince has anything else beforehand that he's coming from. So he could plan the trip to get there when yeah. he's meant to get there.
Yeah. And Xavier?
Xavier's not early. He's on time.
On
five,
time.
5 minutes before the appointed time.
The understandable, this is the starting time, so you get here at this time. Yeah,
you're on time is late yeah. person,
yeah.
aren't you?
Yeah. yeah. You're a few yeah. minutes early to be ready on time.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. yeah. Great. That means Logan comes up to the door.
Absolutely. Logan's going to come like up to the door, and even if there is a doorbell situation, fuck that, he knocks.
You don't hear a response, but if you open it, if you test the door, it opens and you hear music blaring, some sort of kind of Scandinavian metal that is very overwhelming.
Sick.
Allegra!
You hear, I can't do it. Norwegian heavy metal. That's
we'll put it in post.
Allegra!
You hear the of a blender in the kitchen.
Yeah. Like, fuck it, all right. And he's just like, he's like, well, fuck, breaking and entering, I guess. And he like, he decides to like, weirdly, he's like, do I leave the door open? Or he's like, no, it will look like breaking and entering if I leave it open. He has this thought process. He's like, no, I'll close it. And he closes the door and then makes his way through what I imagine it like you know, like 1960s old Italian bungalow style architecture, like really high roofs.
The ceilings are so high. Everything has natural light, even though it's
evening.
There's
definitely a mezzanine somewhere. Yeah,
even though it's evening, you know, there's still light out and it's pouring through everywhere because of the large windows. There's glass everywhere. Glass and dark wood is the main kind of structural skeleton of the house. But yeah, ceiling's very, very high. There is a little mezzanine. There's staircases. It's a large house.
He takes like a few moments as he's walking past these mirrors and such just to like check himself in the mirror, just like maybe like brush a strand of hair away, that really like lazy way of trying to proper yourself before he meets Allegra, yeah. But keeps like moving and tries to roughly remember. It's like, no, kitchen was at the far end to the left. And he beelines straight in, all the while calling like, Allegra!
And you just, it's so, someone's cranked it all the way up. There's a blender going on. You can hear sporadic chopping of things.
Fuck me, is she making the dice in there? What's she
and
doing?
One thing you notice is that this house is full of boxes. You know, everything's kind of haphazard. There are things kind of covered in saran wrap. There are things, you know, bubble wrap still, things torn apart on the floor. Lots and lots and lots of empty boxes.
Empty boxes?
Yeah.
He's not going to be a nosy Parker. He's not going to look inside or anything, but he'll clock that, acknowledge it, and kind of like, if he he goes in and like peeks himself into the kitchen, just like big wave, like, Allegra!
I think she is still like so, she's like chopping things. And the thing you notice about Allegra is when they were teenagers, she was very into alternative fashion, very gothic Lolita, lots of frills. And you know the kind of, that maybe that's just, it's just me, but I've seen a lot of kind of very heavy goth into kind of sophisticated adult evolution, if you know what I mean. There's still the black velvet. There's still a long, long skirt, but it's just a more adult, refined version.
Ellen.
It's
witchy.
Well, thank you.
It becomes witchy, right?
Yeah. And her hair now chopped off and, yeah, for the sake of promotional material, I guess, bleach blonde. It's very fried. It's very haphazard. And you notice that she's very gaunt, you know. She's a much, 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 much thinner than when you remember. Obviously, this was, you know, years ago. Yeah. But, yeah.
He will grab, like, if there's a little, I imagine there'll be like a little fruit bowl just on the kitchen table. He's going to grab an apple and like situate himself in a chair that should be just out of the, like in the corner of her eye so that he will see her eventually. And she'll like sit down and like watch her with that cheeky grin on his face and just start like eating like an apple. And just like wait for her to like notice.
Chopping carrots and then wipes. Pushes the hair back on her face. Looks, Jesus Christ!
Hey, how you
Logan?
Doing?
Oh my gosh!
You left the door open. You know that?
Yeah.
Unlocked.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I just let myself in.
Well, we're going to be expecting people.
How you doing?
Yeah. Sorry, everything's a mess.
What the fuck? Did you just move in, or are you moving out?
I got back. I was in Europe for a little bit.
Holy shit! Europe.
And well, this is my aunt's place, and she passed recently, so I'm here to
fuck,
just kind
I'm sorry.
Of, you know, that's life. Well, that's death, I guess.
Sorry, do you mind if I have an apple? I've already taken two bites.
Fucking go. You know,
fucking
if you
great.
Really want to help out, come in here and help me chop up all this shit. I'm just making like, I don't know. I don't know what adults eat anymore. I feel like
Pop-tarts
when I was in Europe, everyone
cereal.
Ate two cigarettes and a bottle of wine every day.
And like, as he like comes over, he's like, so sorry, what the fuck were you doing in Europe?
I'm, to be honest, dicking around mainly.
Awesome.
But no, I was kind of freelance doing a lot of writing.
Shit, you wrote a book?
It's en route to being published. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've got a deadline that I've got to meet in a month.
Yeah, you and me both. I'm doing so much writing. No, I'm not. I'm really not.
Oh, okay. Will you, come have a seat or help yourself? Or I was making some kind of smoothies. Do you want any?
Fucking why not?
Yeah,
awesome.
Great.
Whatever you're making.
Yeah, cool. She pours you a disgusting green...
Oh,
so chunky.
By the way, Toby's outside.
Oh,
I don't know. He's just in his car.
Like at, standing at the door? Or?
No, no. He's just like...
It's open.
No, he's in his car. He won't come in for like another 15 minutes.
Ah, what a fucking weirdo.
You know, you remember that, right? He was just like, he would be early, but then would just like wait around.
Can I be totally and brutally honest with you?
No. Yes. No, please do.
I feel like Toby just kind of materialized into thin air. I don't ever remember him walking in or leaving a room.
I mean, you invited him to the game, didn't you?
Yeah, of course. I invited the gang.
No, I mean originally.
The party. Like,
it was you that brought him in.
No.
Really? I swore it was you.
I don't think so. No, he was like friends with someone. Wasn't he your friend?
Me, no.
Ah.
I thought he was yours.
I mean, it's not like I wasn't friends with him, but no, I didn't specifically invite him.
Was he Xander? Xavier, that's right. No,
hey,
sorry,
are those
fuck,
cigarettes? Sorry. And do you mind
like,
if I bum one?
He holds them up. It's like...
Holy shit! Menthols.
May or may not have gotten them for you, just saying.
Wow.
Consider it, I guess, a housewarming gift.
Yeah, she puts it in her lips and like gets a lighter. Yeah, well, consider this house significantly fucking warmed.
All right, so you didn't quit then?
God, no. And I imagine at this point we might be getting closer to the kind of 10 to 5 minutes before game time. If anyone is kind of coming in, who would be next?
I think Toby, as a hanger-on, when he sees other people arrive, when he sees like maybe like Xavier's going to be a little bit early and Vince is going to be on time, like when he sees the guys arrive, he's like, oh, I'll step out of my car now.
I think Xavier pulls up. What car does Toby drive?
It's just a silver sedan. It's just a Corolla.
You see a black Mercedes.
Jesus Christ. No. Sorry. He drives an EV.
There you are. Thank you.
100%.
You see a black Mercedes pull up and out steps Xavier. He's wearing a tailored suit jacket, but underneath that is what looks like a very casual jumper that probably cost more than it should. It gives the impression of being... It's giving the impression of being... comfortable and worn in, but it was purchased that way. It's tailored suit pants, like slacks, and nice boots that cost maybe $1,000.
More than my month's rent.
Yeah.
Italian leather.
No, Australian.
Oh.
Australian leather.
More expensive.
And, Australian made. The whole thing, you know.
Yeah, local.
It's local.
Yeah.
So Toby pops out of his car. He stuffs papers into his messenger bag.
Yeah.
It's got a nice little messenger bag. He's just kind of neat. Like, so he's got a collared shirt.
Yeah.
Rolled up at the sleeves. No tie. Just open. Some like tan slacks. Some smart shoes and a belt. He just looks like he's ready to, you know, stand in front of a camera for 5 minutes and give a few sound bites, that kind of thing. But yeah, he just sort of like he's stuffing things in. Oh, hi.
Toby, how are you?
Yeah, not doing too bad. Busy, yes. Always really busy. Never ends.
No, it doesn't. You're doing well?
Yeah, not too bad. Well, I mean, I got elected, so.
Yeah, congratulations once again.
Thank you.
That's really fantastic. And you're making lots of trouble in Parliament. That's great.
Well,
a lot of change. Pushing for a lot of change, at least.
Well, pushing for it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, we're holding people to account.
Sure,
you know?
Absolutely.
You know, crossbench is important work, you know.
Yeah, throws a spanner in the works, makes everyone have to check their numbers. It's good.
Well, we're not just making trouble, you know. We're advocating for real change, you know.
Of course, real change.
Hey,
have you brought anything to the... Do you want to give me a hand with... Do you have anything like drinks or do you brought anything?
No, I just came from work.
Okay, cool.
So
okay, no
got,
worries. No worries.
I don't even have my old character sheet or anything. Do you think we were meant to have that?
Toby, I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure you can think of something. Do you mind giving me a hand? I've got a couple of things in the booth.
Oh, no, sure. What do you got?
Great. So this is a local brewery and they're making a hazy IPA, which I really enjoy. We actually helped set them up. So this was a favor from them to us. We got stacks of this stuff. It's very good.
I've had this. Actually.
Yeah, truly. Yeah, it's very good. And so I also have, if you want to take this in.
Oh yeah, I'll grab
this. Grab the slab. I've got some wine and some whiskey in the back as well. I kind of figured everyone's tastes have changed. I don't want to be exclusive by being like, hey, you know, there's a few people who, I don't know if they're drinking, I don't know what they drink.
Yeah.
So beers, wines, whiskeys. I figure that's everyone covered.
Yeah,
if anyone wants like a gin, or they'll be more particular. I don't want to like think I know what's them. And vodka people, they can just bring their own. That's vodka's vodka, you know. But I figured some nice whiskeys would be nice. Do you drink whiskey? You're drinking much whiskey?
Just occasionally.
Prefer reds or something? What do you prefer?
These beers look nice.
Beers, great. Yeah. Fantastic. All right, well, then I will put you in charge of the beers, my man. I'll grab these. And so from the back seat, he brings out one of those green canvas bags from like Woolies.
Yeah. You hear it clinking.
Yeah, and there's like maybe four bottles in there. You know whiskeys. There's a bottle of
retail prices.
There's a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue in there.
Blue label.
That's only $500. So, like...
This guy's he's a lawyer. Like,
For a bank.
This is a real fantasy.
Man, this is the epitome of being talked at, not to.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I love it so much.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So you grab those, I'll grab these, we'll head in. Green sustainable bag, right? Saving the environment.
That's right, yeah.
Shuts the door. Let's head in, man. Let's head in.
Hey, Toby, who's your least favorite again?
It's changing rapidly. He just reminds me of every like liberal senator I have to deal with the time.
That is A plus role playing there.
At least the beers are nice.
Oh my god, I dated a lawyer in uni and this is just like triggering me so hard. Lawyer from Burnside.
Is there a bell?
I think we just go in, mate. I think we just go in.
Oh. There's a bell, but yeah.
You did also see Logan just go in.
I must already be inside.
All right, let's head in. Hello, who's in there?
Geez, that is loud. Hello.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I just, I hate it when the house is quiet, you know? Come on in, guys. It's so good to see you.
We'll be nice and loud. We've brought drinks.
Holy shit, fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, Logan, how are you? You're doing well.
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
Fantastic. I'm doing really well. Thanks for asking, mate. Yeah.
What are you?
Keeping busy.
What have you brought?
Just enough for I think six. Yeah.
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 That's
beers.
How many people will be here.
Fantastic. I just brought options, really.
I mean, you brought alcohol poisoning all around.
Probably going to keep us going.
That's great.
There's
fantastic.
Some really old bottles down in the cellar.
Oh, fantastic. Do you mind if I have a
cellar
look?
Yeah.
It's just down there. I'll just grab the key
sure.
if you want to.
Yeah, yep. No worries.
And
I'd
she
love
elk,
kind
Toby?
Of trots off.
Toby! Oh,
hey,
dude!
Hey, Logan, how's it
yeah,
going?
Yeah, Toby's here.
How's it going?
I'm good, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, man?
Yeah, I'm doing alright.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
Well,
I saw you on the TV, dude.
Yep.
Is Vince or Kat coming soon? Do we know?
They're
coming? Sorry, Toby, not to cut across. Do we just know when they're coming? Because it's nearly time.
Oh, they'll be here, dude.
Sure. No, I don't know. I trust that they will. I just wanted to... We're all early.
From the, you know, from the other kind of alcove, you hear Allegra. They definitely got the letter. That much is for sure. But, I mean, I'm just kind of banking on nostalgia, right? To get you all
sure.
In the
I
door.
Mean, we're here, right? Let me go help with that
yeah,
wine.
Here's the key if you want to just, like, go, I'm
you
sure.
You don't have any selections? You don't have anything preference?
No, I'm off the booze for a little bit.
Oh, you're not drinking?
No, but... Please help yourself.
Oh,
there's like all glasses and stuff.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
Things
so
to
you
mix.
Wouldn't mind if I take
God.
A knock out of this
please do.
This cellar. Yeah. All right, very yeah, good, yeah. very good.
So when like when Xavier
walks
off,
away.
Like you see like Logan just mouth, holy shit.
Mm.
Like in his direction.
Yeah.
He's a lot, yeah.
A lot. A fucking lot.
And how
the,
he...
This is a lot. He points to the selection of drinks. Like, that is excessive.
And how... is it right you went into politics? Like, you always kind of talked about?
Yeah, like, yeah, no. I'm your local MP.
Shit. Well, I haven't been local for a few years now.
Oh, that's right. You were in Europe, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mainly Berlin. But then I went and stayed in Zurich for a little bit there.
Yeah. No, well, no, it was a real hard campaign. I really didn't expect to get in.
Xavier comes back in Europe.
Yeah.
Berlin. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
I found this, actually, speaking of
Ooh,
Europe.
Oh, that is
This looks like
a
you
nice
were in
drop.
Southern France. You got this?
Must have been my aunt. Must have been my aunt.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
She was
so
a
this
from
your
collector.
Aunt.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
All right.
Logan will take this point to, like, stand up. And, like, as he's like, look, I'll just go check and see if they're outside. And as he's leaving, he's like, oh, by the way, dude, voted for you. Fuck yeah.
Oh, thanks, mate. I really appreciate it.
And he's gonna head out the front, A, to extricate himself from just the mouth breathing that is Xavier right now. And he's gonna go, like, peek out the front and sit on the porch just to see if the others. And he's gonna light up a cigarette as well.
As he's walking away, Xavier calls out, am I pouring something for you?
Yep, sure.
Okay, anything in particular?
Anything you want, dude.
Alright, very good. Toby, you're having beers?
Yeah, I'll just have a
Allegra, you're not having anything?
No, I've made myself
no
a disgusting
then.
Smoothie.
Cool. Oh, great. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm really trying to get into the health kick, but I'll be honest, it fucking sucks.
Well, you know what they say about a glass of wine a day?
It destroys your liver?
It does, and keeps the doctor away. Anyway.
Yeah. Antioxidants or something.
Something like that.
That's what they say in France all the time.
Does Logan see either of the two arriving up? He's just sitting on the porch, just like he's lit up.
I reckon...
When do Kat and Vince get here?
I reckon you open the door and to go outside.
Holy Jesus
and
Christ!
And Vince is going, oh shit! Just been patiently waiting at the door after knocking for a few times and not sure if you should go in or not.
That's so loud.
You scared it, dude?
A minute, 2 minutes ago, I've just been knocked a couple times. I was about to message someone, but I don't have any of it.
No, fuck, man. Music's way too loud for that. Just come in. Go, bring it in.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Give you like a big hug and it'll give you like a slap on the back.
Okay.
Vince, fuck. You, 10 years, man.
Yeah. You look... great, the same.
You don't have to lie, dude. It's all good. I know how I look, man. It's all good.
It's, you're looking healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. What about you, man?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Yeah? What have you been up to? Oh, sorry, fuck. No, come in. See the others. We'll chat there.
Yeah, we'll chat.
Heads up. Do you drink?
Oh, yeah.
There's a fuck ton of drinks in there. Xavier bought like a fucking brewery, dude. Just
a brewery. Does he work for a brewery?
I don't fucking know. Maybe. I think he works for like a whole bunch of companies. Who the fuck knows?
Right.
Dude made bank, I think.
Okay.
It's fucking creepy. Come and have a look.
Okay.
I think as you're turning in, you hear like the click-clack of like heels. Shit. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Am I late? Hi.
Kat.
This is the right place, obviously.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
How you doing?
Yeah. Good. Oh my God. This is transporting me back. And you see, she has like, she's like, I brought a drink. She's got like what she thinks is like a pretty reasonably priced bottle of wine, but it's going to be nothing in comparison to the wine. And
everyone's here.
Yeah, all right. Oh, God, I'm late as usual.
No, I mean, I just got here too. So,
okay.
You know.
Sweet.
I'm just about to go in. Were you stepping out to your car or?
No, I was waiting for you guys. I just needed to like get a breather. It's fine. You'll understand when you get in there.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Just keeping... Move on. Trust me, just come in. It's fucking great.
And you hear, yes, Norwegian death metal blaring at a lower decibel now, but then also the chatter of... please, guys, sit down. I really have got so little in the fridge, but I've been, you know, we've got some carrots, capsicum, cucumber... various dips. I've got some cheese. I don't know. Is anyone... No one's vegan?
No.
Thank fucking God.
No,
I
do love a bit of
vegans.
Cheese.
Yeah, good. Oh, okay.
Oh, you like cheese, Toby?
Who doesn't like cheese?
I mean, vegans is what I've heard.
I guess
vegans don't like cheese.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Hey!
Oh, hey.
Hey! Sorry, you're late. No, you're not late at all. Like, honestly, doors open, people... come and go.
Oh, because I got here a couple minutes ago, but I wasn't sure if I knocked a couple times.
No,
and
I'm
I
so
thought the music
sorry.
Was loud.
I just, yeah, the music's loud. It's just, it's pretty much an open door policy in here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, come
okay,
on
come
in.
Out.
Come on in.
Kat,
it's so good to
is
see
that
you.
Your wine?
Are you
drinking
yeah,
wine?
Are you drinking wine? Wine? Yeah.
I've got one open, so
oh,
we'll go.
Okay, we can, oh, great.
Do you want to try this
yeah,
first,
yeah.
and we'll get into that later?
Yeah, yeah,
fantastic.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll do a swap. I just poured this one, haven't had a sip, so straight for you.
She'll take a drink and she'll be like, oh, fuck.
Shit.
Yeah. And Xavier will like do the like, so this is just what it is. It's pretty, I just got it from the cellar, actually.
Yeah, I think
so
it's...
So I didn't bring this. This is very fancy. This is like aged and...
I mean, honestly, if you guys want to take any bottles to go, we've
oh
got
my
like...
goodness.
We got heaps of... Oh, okay. My aunt, Jo, she was a bit of a collector before she passed. And so, plenty of old bottles of hers.
So are you like packing up the house or...?
Kinda, yeah. So I'm just here to kind of mainly sort out... her affairs, and I don't know, I'm kind of in between of whether I want to maybe sell it off.
Are you living here at the moment?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it's nice. Why would you sell it? It's a nice house.
It is nice. I just don't really know. Well, yeah, you know how I don't really know where I'm going to be in the next year or 2 years or 5 years or whatever. And so I'm just kind of, there's a lot of decisions to make, and I just trying to do like one at a time, you know what I mean? So there's like the funeral, and then there's she's got a lot of stuff. That
is this your aunt?
Yeah, Jo. Do you remember? Does
no,
anyone remember Jo?
I'm so sorry that she just passed away.
I'm an old hat with grief. Plus, she had a long, long, very, very happy, very, very rich life. So,
well, I'm very sorry to hear that. So.
That's really
my
nice
condolences.
Of you to say.
Yeah.
I mean, look, speaking of like trauma, and he like pulls out the card. He's like, "This you?" And
yeah, of course it's me.
It's pretty mysterious.
Very dramatic.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, hey, we always went full dramatic, right? That's the best part about
it. Feel like you and Vincent did most especially. I think you were the best at that. You were very good.
I don't know
about
that. I think we all did,
I mean, wasn't
I appreciated the in-world props a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I think they were really cool.
Vincent, thanks. Can I get you a glass of wine?
Yeah, man.
Great.
I got whiskey, a cellar, the brewery. What's the
I just figured we might.
I think
yeah.
Is that a blue label?
Like, yeah. Do you want to? Have you?
I'd love a whiskey. Actually,
yeah, for sure. Okay, whiskey.
It's
easy.
Just good for my
sinuses.
Yeah. So, what made you think of doing this now?
I was back in town, obviously, and back in this house
where
I haven't. I was in Berlin. I was just doing some writing over there, and nothing big. But yeah, I was back in this house and, the place I kind of lived as a teenager, and I was looking at old yearbooks and stuff, and I realized it's coming up on 10 years.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone kept track of that. I certainly didn't, but it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I thought...
What was that fucking beast or whatever? We had that big like boss battle.
Oh yeah, yeah, the Titan. Yeah,
Titan. Fuck, that's right.
Titans, giants. I kind of like went. I was never really that strict on what terminology.
Don't fucking matter. They're the same thing, basically.
and then celebration at Scoops.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my goodness, Scoops. I haven't thought about our old...
Is that still around?
I don't think so.
Really?
I
don't know. No,
something about zoning permits or food safety regulation, like more government inside kind of like
meddling
and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, so sure.
I think it's a petrol station now.
Yes.
But no, it is too.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I didn't even put that together, but of course, that's where they used to be.
I know. It sucks because once I got back in Australia, I was like, fuck, I really want to go to Scoops and get... Oh, they did like... I can't remember the flavor. Was it a salted caramel?
It was like a hazelnutty type thing.
Yeah.
Salted caramel.
Yes,
salted
and like
caramel.
The caramel, the actual caramel they used, I feel like I haven't tasted it since. It was so good.
I think their vanilla was just the best.
Vanilla!
No, but it had like... yeah, but there's vanilla and there's vanilla, right?
where you really, really infuse it with the flavor. No. And they took it seriously. No, and it's really good.
Toby, yeah, I agree.
Taking simple things seriously. Like, yeah. Blue Ribbon just tastes like different, right? Like, yes. Different kind of vinegar, I guess.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, maybe we go out for ice cream afterwards, right?
Hey,
Actually, graduation annual, the 10-year anniversary is coming up.
Yeah, and I thought, fuck that noise.
I was going to say, are you actually going to that, though?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. Catch up with some old friends. There are some teachers and old scholars who we now represent. So it's a good networking opportunity.
Really good.
And there's just a lot of good people
there.
What
it must be like to have friends from high school.
Well, do you remember Tim? Absolute asshole in school. Great guy now.
Tim.
Really great guy. Really great guy. Luke, I know he was just absolutely dreadful to you, but he is. If you met him now... completely different guy.
Tim's the dude who, when we went on camp, lit that tent on fire.
That's right.
Got sent, okay.
That's right. That's, yes. That's the one whose parents kept buying him out of problems.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't go to the 10-year anniversary.
Tim literally spat in my face once.
That does sound like Tim.
I saw that.
That does sound like what Tim was. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Anyway. Completely different guy.
I broke up. That's how I ended up in detention. Was he was fighting someone. I got chucked in, yeah.
Wait, the first detention...
First attention when you
that
were, when
we all
you,
met.
Yeah, when you said that, you know, we had like a few hours and you wanted to play the game. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Toby, I don't mean to be rude. Like, genuinely, because we can't seem to figure it out. Like, who actually invited, like, when we had the game started, like, who invited who to the game?
Didn't Allegra invite us all in? Wasn't that more or less?
We were all in detention. I remember that. Toby, you were there for fighting. Kat, you were there for...
Oh, it was like the one time I got detention because I was just going through this phase. Yeah. I just didn't want to wear the uniform.
Didn't you wear pants?
Yeah, well, like the pants.
That was like
a whole fucking thing. Yeah.
There was like letters about that. Like, oh, yeah.
Remember,
let your girls wear pants.
You remember why we were there, right? We got fucking busted.
For fucking smoking these, wasn't it? These exact goddamn cigarettes.
Yeah.
You guys remember the cigarettes from high school?
Fuck yeah.
Wow. There you go.
You know, we have come a long way since then, though.
Yes, most definitely. Yeah.
You know, they're importing a lot of that culture war stuff from America. I really don't agree with it, but you know, at least you know we're on the right side of things. You know,
they're
you were on the right side of things
from America.
No, but you know, they're very angry about people making sure that they you know dress the right way and they're getting very gender absolutist over there, and they're trying to bring that stuff over here.
Yeah.
And I think it's really distracting from real problems. Actually,
I agree.
Yeah.
Completely change the subject. Who's married?
Oh, fuck no.
Not married?
No, fuck
Vince,
no.
Vince, you married?
No.
Cat?
No, not yet.
You're dating Brad?
Yeah, Brad.
Brad.
We just bought a house together, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I know, right?
Fucking was Brad at school?
Yeah. Do you remember? He was kind of like on the periphery of things, but I don't know. Everyone always is like, you're a perfect couple.
Yeah. Oh, so shit, that Brad. I thought the other Brad. Oh, you mean that Brad. Fuck.
That's kind of where it happened.
I think that Brad died.
Really?
Oh, the other Brad.
Yeah.
Okay, adding to more trauma. Okay.
Let me have a look on Facebook.
No, I feel like there was a Brad who died, maybe. I don't know.
Like, I've not really
post
been.
Post high school.
I haven't really been keeping
no,
up with
No, me neither, anything. But I just feel like.
Well, anyway, my Brad who's not dead.
He's alive. Good
to
know.
Yeah, we reconnected like a couple of years after uni. And yeah, just kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's somehow connected to the bank.
Yeah, he's definitely like, he's in numbers, you know?
Yeah. I think I've worked with him at some point.
Oh, really?
He does futures, I think.
Yes.
Yeah?
Futures or somewhere in acquisition.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Does that mean you're married, Zave?
No. Olivia and I are dating. I met Olivia while I was traveling through Spain.
So, Europe, nice.
And she's lovely. And we
Cute.
Looking at getting
you
married
pictures?
Very, very soon. Yes.
Yeah, come on, happy people. So show us your pictures.
No one's married then?
No, I am.
Oh shit! Sorry, Toby. Yeah.
Yeah, Alice and I have been married 5 years. So
yes,
5 years.
Yeah. How did you meet Alice? Yeah,
very early.
She's not from high school. Was she?
No, we did some. We met on campus doing activism.
Oh, uni.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Fantastic.
Yeah. So she's doing environmental science, and so obviously you know. Reconnected.
Greens. Environmental science.
Yeah, you know, and she's, you know, believes in stuff.
Oh my gosh.
You know, that's
oh my gosh.
That's important.
Toby,
stop it.
Toby, do you
that
love
is,
your
that is
wife?
Important. Oh, just a little bit.
How
oh
my fucking goodness. Embarrassing.
This guy loves his
and
wife,
while
everyone.
We're on it, hang on. This is Alice and my daughter, Gemma.
I was going to ask, any kids?
Yeah. Oh my God, you have a child.
You're a fucking dad?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. She's a teenager-ish. Is that right?
Ish. Wait, ish. The partner or the...
Oh my goodness.
Not as good as your political career.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. She looks very grown up.
Soon. Yeah. But yeah, we're dreading that.
Oh my
slightly.
Gosh. Hell is a teenage girl.
Yeah.
Do you think you have more?
Probably not right now. We both have really busy part of our lives at the moment. You
fucking
know,
smart.
Yeah.
And you, Vince, you're not?
No, I'm not seeing anyone or anything.
You still doing shows?
Yeah, I've kind of like in between at the moment. So I haven't been home for a while because I've been living away for a while.
Were you in London? Sure. Is that where your Facebook?
Yeah,
Facebook
oh my gosh. Yeah, like yeah. four or 5 years now.
Fuck, was everyone just overseas?
Yeah, well, so Europe apparently.
Well,
yes,
this is
yes,
the
Europe.
Thing. I wish I had Facebook because I
yeah,
could
I didn't
have
know
fucking...
that you guys were there. It's like a quick, you know, pop over to
we,
Spain.
We were jumping around.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I've literally never been out of the country.
Truly,
really?
You should try it.
No.
You should try it sometime. It's lovely.
What, yeah. Money.
Bali is really affordable. I
That's
find.
True.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
If you're looking for like a cheap option, Bali, even, you've been to Tasmania?
I guess that's technically out of the country. Yeah.
It's not out of the
not
country.
Not really. No.
Drive
over to Melbourne. What is it? The spirit of Tasmania.
I don't know, man. Yeah, Bali, that's like, the place
the
like
thing.
Bali and that just kind of bores me. Like,
okay.
I don't know.
Sure. You're not looking at like going overseas or that sort of thing?
It don't really interest me. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. Everything's kind of here. I've got everything I need. Like what's, you know, there's no real need to kind of venture out. Like I'm comfortable.
Sure. You can never really escape from yourself.
Comfortable's good.
What are you up to these days? You know, just kind of like, working, keeping myself healthy, just kind of like, you know, just making sure I don't go fucking insane, right? Like just, yeah, just trying to like, keep things like relaxed and chill. Like I don't know. There's always just like just this kind of like pressure to be like, you know, oh, you got to like be at this point. You have to have like a family and a kid. And I was like, nah, don't need to. So, you know, just take things at my own pace.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
Toby's speed running life.
Yeah, with
he's,
a kid and
he's
everything.
He's a successful politician. He's got a wife and a kid.
I mean, late 20s, I'm not going that fast.
do people mind if... Sorry, I've been smoking. Do people mind if I smoke? I realize
not
that's so rude.
It's your home, your domain. You do whatever you want.
No, I just... like, it's so second nature to me that people can just smoke inside, but I didn't even fucking obviously...
Live and let live.
I don't see it much now. People, you know,
yeah, that's the thing. I don't want to be one of those people, but that's the thing. Like, overseas and in Europe, people just be... Well, they're fucking lighting up everywhere.
We,
it's not really a thing.
We're so in London, but I know, more.
Yeah.
Like Spain,
there's
like
a
that.
Lot of like tariffs and like
well, we
trade
put
restrictions.
Up the excise a lot here, and it's continuing to go up over the next few years.
So what?
The tobacco tax, the excise,
right?
So
right.
It's actually the most effective way to get people to stop smoking. It's just to increase the price. It's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, then you just get rich
people.
The
fucking
with
black boxes don't
like
do
me.
It fucking anything.
They're very expensive cigarettes now.
Yeah. Fuck
what, you can... what are you smoking? Out of curiosity.
Well, it's not my usual, but
this is what you used to smoke. This is what you used to smoke.
The menthols used to smoke.
Yeah.
Actually, that.
It smells right.
Takes me back.
Yeah.
Menthols.
She's going to like wave it around the room. It's like fucking incense, right?
It's a very weird combo.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
You know what? I'm actually just going to put it down.
No, it's all good.
No, that's cool.
There's something about the smell, like, which kind of sends you back, but then also drinking like Blue Label whiskey right now is kind of like freaking me out. You know? It's really just, you
look
know,
how
very,
far
very
we've
different.
Come.
Yeah.
And look how far we haven't.
Yeah. In some ways.
I mean, not to like jump the gun, but like.
No, let's.
Are we,
jump
are,
that
we,
gun.
Are we like going where we left off? Or
yeah,
is this like a
brand
new thing?
I messed up at my old like character.
Holy
no
shit.
Way,
Cass.
You
still
don't
have it.
Still
yeah,
have it.
Yeah.
Oh my
it's
gosh.
Like falling to pieces. But
wow.
Holy
I,
just, shit.
I wanted to remember how to play. So
yeah,
it's been so
well,
long.
Well, kind of yes and no. Everyone's got drinks and everything.
Thank you so much.
Great. There's pencils and everything in the center.
Oh shit. Yeah. Are we playing in here?
Well, actually, we'll go downstairs, but we're going to be doing some light kind of character stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I got like nibbles and shit.
All right, cool.
So, yeah, we're kind of returning to the mists of Dolorin, but not in the...
Oh, shit, Dolorin.
Yeah, I had forgotten.
The mists of Dolorin.
That's okay, because we're kind of we are revisiting kind of old characters, but you don't need your character sheets.
Okay.
I've kind of created something a bit different.
Cool.
Okay. Just for you guys.
If I can throw it away then.
No. You might, you know, for nostalgia, you might want to frame that shit.
Did you happen to keep mine, by the way, Kat? Like, I just...
Why would Kat have your...
Like, I don't know. Kat took the best notes, so I just figured...
Thing. That's true.
Is so, this it? Shit, I think I've got it.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, you had... You,
we both played
Rogue,
school,
right?
You know?
We both had Rogues.
You both did have Rogues.
Yeah.
Toby rolled up a Rogue.
Dooley Woolley.
Dooley
Woolley the Dwarf. Fucking A.
Logan rolled up a Rogue. Such a fucking hard name to say. So, we're kind of returning to the Mist of Dolorin, but I've kind of zhuzhed up the versions. I've broken down what the essence of your characters were, and I've kind of remade them in a new kind of format.
Fantastic.
Right? Okay. This is the time of everything getting deconstructed and fucking put back together again, right?
We are going meta.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, I guess Mist is kind of outdated at this point anyway, so it could do with like a...
Yeah, it's a rebrand, right?
Okay, cool.
So, right.
This is what you were writing in Europe then, wasn't it?
When you say meta...
when I was meant to be working on my book.
Great. Yeah, great. When you say meta, do you mean like things like Inception?
What's that?
The film. Yes?
Nolan film.
Yes. Yeah. Is that meta?
I don't know that film.
Okay.
Don't matter, but yeah.
Sorry, okay. Sorry, I've not been watching a lot of stuff.
Okay, no worries.
So, it's kind of like a deconstruction. So, Toby, you had that rogue, but, you know, you always kind of like, you kind of multiclassed into Artificer a little bit there.
Yeah, it was fun. Around. There was fun rules and stuff. Yeah.
Right.
And you know, you linked it to the progress of the world. Yeah, so, yeah it was
the
nice.
Kind of the way, the tech being kind of magical.
Yeah.
So I've created something for you. She's passing out kind of character sheets now. Kat, you know, you really just like had characters that, you know, would tap into these emotions. And then just go fucking berserk, right? Yeah. Attack.
Yes.
Go into rage. Attack.
Only in real life, right?
You know? Yeah. I mean, I've done lots of that. There are consequences. So I've kind of created a version of that. But, you know, you're a classy lady. It's a bit more of a classy take.
Ooh.
On bougie. That.
Intriguing, yeah.
There you go.
I don't know if I'd say bougie.
Sorry.
Xavier, you always loved kind of like higher dealings and like, you know, keeping track of everything. Oh, I'm going to make a bargain with you. I'm going to barter with this person. Oh, we're going to, you know, haggle our way to the top. So it's kind of that as a cleric, kind of. That's the premise.
My mistake. Bougie. There we go.
It's a bougie cleric.
Allegra, thank you. Appreciate
You're welcome. That. Hey, and Vince, have you ever stopped to think about how like, fucked up bards are.
What, musicians?
The bard, Shakespeare?
Just like, yeah, I mean, he was fucked up too, right?
What do you mean? Like, bards are, they're like the most chill class,
oh,
right?
Oh, dude, musicians are terrifying.
I guess so, yeah.
Bards, and if we've ever been watching music, you know, there was this show I saw. I can't even remember the name of the fucking guy.
Glee?
But, ew. Sorry, that takes me back. You know how someone can pluck on your emotions like a guitar, right? You know, they should be fucking terrifying. These people can make you love them, can make you go to war for them. Just by using their words.
I always thought like psychic insults was pretty messed up.
Absolutely.
Or like charming and stuff.
Charming.
You know a few of those people in Parliament. Hey. Yeah.
I wish I didn't.
Oh my God. If everyone could just see the face that Phil made. Like deep sigh and eyebrows. So this is a version of that truly powerful bard. Because yeah, people don't take bards seriously enough. And they should. And Logan,
speaking of,
you've always dicked around.
I've played the game.
You know it. I know it.
I've just incorporated a electricity into the proceedings, I think you'll find.
No. Everyone needs someone who charges in.
Cool.
Every group needs someone who fucks shit up.
I mean, sometimes you could just take like at least a breath, you know, just to kind of.
But then it grinds the thing to a hold, and then we're always like and ahhing over things. Sometimes you just need to like push it.
Yeah, but then sometimes we would get into situations we didn't have to be in because
that's fun.
Then we wouldn't actually get on with the campaign until like three more sessions.
Yeah, but that's like real life where we go, what should I do? Where it's like, this is fucking fantasy, man. You got swords
important
and
part of the dynamic.
Spells and shit.
Shut the fuck up. With all due respect.
It's like I'm right back there.
Yeah, that's right.
You have pencils, you have erasers. These are your classes. And like all role-playing games, we need dice. Don't get out any bags if you've brought them or, you know.
No, I didn't bring that stuff.
Cool because each die is particular to you. It's special because only you have these abilities. Only you have these powers. Allegra gets a box, a small, thin box that is velvet lined. She opens it up and inside are dice. They're unlike dice you've ever seen before. They look like they're made out of some strange metal that seems to shift in the light. These are very, very fancy dice. Vince, this is your die, the D4. There is no other die like it in the game. This is special. This is yours. Use it well, Dictator.
Dictator. Okay. Wow.
That's the name. That's the name of this class.
You came up with all of these. It's a lot of work.
I did. I should have been working on other stuff.
No, it's very creative.
Did you make the die?
No. Fucking these out. I found. Kat, this is your die.
Ah.
The D8. It's special. There's no die like it in the game. Use it well. Emotion Knight.
Ooh, that sounds exciting.
Emotion Knight.
It is.
That sounds cool.
Toby.
Mm-hmm.
This is your die, the D10. There is no die like it in the game. This is special. Use it well. Xavier.
Do I get, what's my...
No, you don't get a name. fuck you.
Oh, sorry.
This always happens to me.
Sorry, Toby. No. This is special. Neo.
Or like Matrix Neo, like the one.
Somewhat.
Or like Neo, like new.
That all depends on you.
Okay.
It's the one and it's new and it's entirely yours, Xavier.
Yeah.
This is your die, the D12. There's no other die like it in the game. This is special. This is yours. Use it well, Godbinder.
Ooh.
Well, shit. Okay.
Allegra, thank you.
Logan.
Hello.
This is your die. This is exactly the same as every other die in the game.
Wait.
There's nothing special about this dice at all.
Okay, fuck me, I guess. All right, pass it over. Why
use
the fuck
it.
Not?
Wait for the shoe to drop.
Use it well. Fool.
Wow.
Wow, you obviously wrote that right just for him.
So just character assassination. Good to be here.
I was going to say, like, I was like, oh, Dictator, and I got this tiny little D4. And I was like, oh, is this like a slide on me? But dude, like...
Nah, man, you watched me make like a mountain out of a molehill, man.
Yeah, I think if anyone was getting a slide by getting the Dictator, it'd be Toby. Right, Toby? You don't want to be a politician getting the word Dictator. Right. I'm sure you hear that a couple of times, right?
And this D20 is mine. I get to play too.
Ah, very good.
Very exciting.
Gave yourself the big die, didn't you?
Well, I got to make all the big choices, don't I?
She made the rules as well.
Allegra, want to swap?
No, not on your life. So, I've made some kind of character sheets.
Right.
Now's the time for you to make some decisions. The rules are very, very simple. All of your stats start at two, but you get 2 points to spend.
Oh, it's the same as Myst, right? So, it's strength, dex, constitution, intelligence, wisdom, charisma.
Yeah, I didn't reinvent the wheel that much.
And what do they go up to? What are they between?
So they all start at two, right. And you have two points to spend.
Okay, and what's like the scale? What's like two
so
is what?
So two is like most people, just three like a normal average. Is extraordinary, and four is holy shit, no one's better at this than you.
Oh, right. So it's quite compressed. Okay.
Very
so
it goes
up to four, really.
Up yeah. to four. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. But again, remember, you have 2 points to spend.
So start at two in everything, and then you put up to two in any of those other six stats.
Yeah. You could you do put the two
in one, yeah, or you could do one in.
So you could, have, yes. you could right. have a four or
you
two,
could
three,
have a four or
two
or,
threes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, Neo.
Oh, it's underlined which ones are good for me.
Yes.
Dex and Int. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So in case you want to like make Optimum builds. I've never been a big fan.
I mean,
fan
you know
of...
it.
Well, I mean, we haven't played. I don't yeah. know what's. I don't know what's like.
This
optimum,
is kind of why
people are going to complain if I don't. So I may as well.
So people are going to complain if you don't min max. Who's going to complain?
Oh, I'm not pointing.
Are you, well, and you I just think sometimes never it's really happens. Good to you know remember that when you're building your skills, they're going to be used in anyway. I don't know. You do. You do. You all right?
I, you know what? I will do me.
The fool kind of exclusively does. Themselves? That sounded wrong.
No, you got it right, Allegra.
Is there like a mechanic for that? Or
I will do myself and I will do myself well.
Great. Wonderful. If anyone has any questions, please feel free.
Sure. Vince, you're out. Do you want another?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, no worries.
We might be here for a while.
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad I came supplying.
Maybe I should slow down then.
Vinny, how's your liver?
Yeah, great.
I wish. Yeah, we can always order food and stuff if you really need.
Oh,
I mean,
shit,
like,
yeah. What's good around here? Well, we don't have fucking, what is it, scoops now, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, I think I've got like, I got some ice cream in the freezer. I'll go get that. So Allegra will go kind of, you know, get ice cream out. While the players, while the personas are sitting around creating their sheets.
So I've got dex and int as core stats. I don't know if like boost my dex up max or just put one in each.
I don't know if it, I don't know what the, if we're doing like a lot of combat and stuff, because it says the thing here with your dex is your guard level. And if you had that.
Yeah, I think it's ranged as well. And I start with a ranged.
Okay.
Yeah, and strength is. Melee makes sense, right?
Yeah. And what so ints affects your willpower.
I'm just gonna grab that slab and bring it in if we're gonna be here for a while. We see how you're going with the how you
yeah,
going,
I'll
Toby.
Crack, I'll crack another one.
Yeah,
I'll crack
great,
another one.
Great, great.
Yeah.
What are these? Yeah. Can I try?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
I know it's weird to you know double.
No. Here, yeah, I mean you're not mixing three, you're mixing two, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm gonna max.
You don't
want to
mix beer, wine, and spirits. It's beer or wine, or spirits and wine, or spirits and beer.
Okay. Sounds good.
Fucking charisma, baby.
So my guard is equal to my dex. Okay, that's easy. So I just start with four.
Yeah. I mean,
two health.
I didn't want to be like held down by, you know, system crunch or anything. And I feel like you just want to tell a good fucking story, right?
So, yeah, that's all it needs to be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I got come for, you know.
Have you been playing any games since? I mean, I guess politicians don't really
get together
for a D&D night.
It's much more kind of, you know, fundraiser galas and stuff. We have some Alice and I have some friends, but, you know, it's more kind of dinner parties and stuff.
Right.
You know.
Adult games.
Yeah. We play cards occasionally, but
Boggle.
No, nothing like this. Yeah.
You guys into Catan and stuff or like
those kind of
board games?
Catan.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we mostly play board games, really.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Is it Catan or Catan?
Yeah. You know what's funny? I looked it up one time because we had this debate, me and a bunch of friends of mine at a party. We were chatting about, is it Catan or Catan? And so I Googled it and I got him to say it and it said Catan.
No.
And it started and the whole night just shifted. We were just,
oh my gosh,
were so mad
Someone
about it.
Someone should name their paragons, their characters as Caton.
Caton, yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a cool name.
It is cool.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with the classic.
What's the name?
Dooley Wooly, baby.
Dooley,
bringing him back.
No! I thought I should have killed Dooley Wooly when I had the chance.
Dooley Wooly can never die.
I feel like you had many chances to kill Dooley
Wooly. I don't fumble rolls. I don't do that shit.
I'm bringing the accent back, just to let you know.
Shit. Oh, no.
I have an AI.
You do. You have like a gift.
What?
Which is like a technological thing.
No,
that
that's
you have
like I have a technical
thing,
but I also have an AI.
Yeah, you always have an AI kind of available to you, which helps you find the source of your power.
And do hacking, which I need int for, which I didn't boost up. Okay. Well, I guess I'll use my gun a lot more then. That's cool.
Right? And just go blast first, ask questions later, right?
Can I ask about something in the equipment section?
Sure, yeah.
It says pick one. Is that of the each three options, or do I pick just one of the three options?
Zave, can you pass a rubber?
That makes sense.
Yeah, I got you, mate.
So like the first one, it says a dagger and a ranged weapon, bow, pistol, or something else. And then another option says a rapier. And another option that says
Of those three options.
So I pick one of those three options. Yeah, okay, cool.
And then as well, like I said, there's no need for us to be wholly bound. This is a vehicle for storytelling, right? If you have a better idea than I did when making these sheets, fucking go for it.
So I get a weapon, which is super exciting, but it has a personality. Are you playing my weapon, Allegra?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
It has a personality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a sentient, like
a talking
magic
weapon.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's cool.
Because I mean,
see, that's fucking awesome.
I always thought about the thing about barbarians is like, shouldn't their weapon factor into it more? Mm. You know, what does that feel like to have literal emotion coursing through it? And I felt like, let's create this conduit of you know, this emotion, whatever you're feeling.
So do you want me to choose the personality?
Yeah. What do you think would be?
I feel like the adorable opposite of what you'd expect from it.
Classic.
It sounds really fun.
Yeah. So what?
It's a sharp sword.
Have you any idea about what emotion you'd be tapping into source of power?
I feel like it's I always played like really rage filled barbarians. Maybe it would be really fun to do the opposite of that, like ecstasy, joy, or something like that. Yeah, maybe joy. Like the ecstasy knight.
The drug wielding knight.
Not that I've ever partook.
I think I met that guy in Berlin.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kat, have you not? You've not tried ecstasy or anything like that?
No
party drugs.
My parents would have killed me.
Shocker to no one.
Fuck, is anyone here?
No offense.
Oh, really? Yeah. Truly, Toby, you haven't.
Toby, really?
Of course not.
Oh, fuck.
What do you mean? Of course not.
Not even like MDMA or...
But you try that sticky icky.
That's... is that what the kids...
You smoke weed, don't you?
I'm afraid I'm straight edge.
Truly?
Yeah.
I thought with a party like the Greens.
The Greens.
Yeah, it's not quite what it means.
Yeah, there's kind of that misconception, isn't there?
I mean, I'm for medicinal cannabis. Like, I think it definitely we need to change the laws and bring it in. I think, you know, cannabis should be decriminalized, but at the moment it's not, you know, and I have to stay within the confines of...
In Europe, sure. It is.
Yeah.
Also a bit too busy.
Speaking of, also you can put my hand up for the rest of the ecstasy gang. Hello.
You've been on ecstasy?
Yeah, of course.
Shit, where?
Since when?
Europe, my friend.
Okay.
That's where it all happens.
Yeah, it does float around there a bit.
Yeah.
It's easy to get a hold of.
Also, yeah, just let people do what they want.
Yeah.
Let people make their own mistakes and their own choices. I don't see any problem getting in the way of that.
I mean, yeah.
I'd have to agree.
Cool. So we have an ecstasy night.
I'm done.
I think I'm done too, actually. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I need to work out. It says defense is set by gear. But I can't find it.
It should say, if yours is like mine, look on equipment, it should say defense equals, like it should have a number next to it.
I think the emotion night has a defense of one.
Okay.
Is that correct? Mm. I mean, I should.
I've got to find my
under your look. You see your look.
You see look. It says defense.
You are wearing.
You have defense one.
You are wearing defense one. Yeah, I got it. Right. Thank you.
That's cool.
Oh, it's okay. I'm defense zero, and I thought that was like people going to be
defense five.
No, like I mean, like Toby said, everything's really
compressed. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all condensed. Like 1 to 5. Yeah.
Back to basics.
Cool.
You know what I mean?
Very good.
Role playing games are getting too crazy.
Yeah. I wouldn't know.
I always had to have a calculator, so I appreciate this.
Yeah. Excellent. So we're all done.
Good thing you're sitting next to Kat as well.
Yeah.
Do we want to introduce?
I don't think Kat needs a calculator.
Paragons? Do I need to choose one?
Yeah, I'm happy to
jump in,
rattle off what I've chosen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Unless you want to do it in like a set order, you've got a whole like ritual thing going. It's pretty sweet.
There will be. I mean, why don't we roll off in die order?
Vince? I don't know what that means.
Oh, so because I have the lower one.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, tell us about your dictator.
We got like flavor text here. Do you want us to like read that out or?
No, that's, okay. I mean, if you want to.
No, I mean,
just
I'll just tell you.
Give me the vibe.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of just put in all the numbers and I've just got a little bit of an idea of maybe what they look like.
Yeah.
I've got, this dictator, very kind of charismatic, young guy. He's wearing a miraculous kind of forest green three-piece suit.
Okay.
And has a concealed dagger in his jacket and also concealed kind of when his jacket's done up at his hip is a little pistol.
Great. So weapons everywhere.
And just because it's suiting the mood, he kind of perpetually has a glass of whiskey in hand.
It's like a so John, like sort of a John Wick vibe
yeah.
here.
Very kind of John Wick.
This kind of green dandy though.
Yeah. And just with this kind of very deep forest green textured, very, very finely made austere suit.
Awesome. Cool. Do you know what kind of emotions you play with?
Yeah. And so I picked the emotion admiration as his kind of primary manipulatable emotion, I think.
So you can like make people admire you or admire, other stuff?
I think anything.
Right.
Oh, cool.
So I could
okay.
say, I guess like you.
Noun and, or, you know, emotion and then noun.
Yeah.
Admire.
So.
Blah.
Admire okay. the chair or
admire the chair.
Admire the chair.
You know? Please don't make people admire the chair.
I mean, it could be
you know
a distraction.
He's going to do that now, yeah. right?
Such a
bringing
session.
Back an in joke from a decade ago. I love it.
Yeah. It was a really nice chair.
Do you remember? Admire the chair. Admire it.
Yeah. I mean, it was a throne. It was the king's throne. So
well, yeah, and it was cursed.
Yeah,
but it wasn't meant to be cursed. But I just made it cursed after you kept fucking staring.
It was
at it
the funny
time.
Thing of calling the king's throne the chair. I think that's
what set you off. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Vince. Logan.
Yeah. Also, by the way, how crazy is it like that John Wick didn't exist back when we were in high school? Still the best action film that's come out the last 10 years. Anyway, that's totally aside.
Oh, do we do these guys need names as well?
If you want.
Okay.
Yeah, Vinny, you got
if
a
you
name?
Want.
I'll have a think of a name.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were naming
them.
So,
okay. No,
you guys
pressure.
Keep going and I'll think of one.
No
so,
pressure.
Don't need to think of the name because I'm bringing back the classic, but I'm updating it for 2023.
Oh, God.
So you got Dooley Wooly.
Yep.
Hooly Dooly. I mean,
Dooly Wooly.
Nope. Dooly Wooly. Dooly Wooly. So it's the oo sound, not
which
ooh.
Makes me hard. It's hard to say for me, but yep. That's fine.
In fact, I've given him a proper title this time. Dooly Wooly the Great.
Mm. Okay.
So I've updated him now. So instead of the usual rogue that he was last time, we're going for more of like swashbuckler vibe. So thinking like more pirate-esque. Because, yep, we are keeping the Scottish accent. That is
absolutely
really bringing it back.
It's fucking Stan.
You know,
and it's coming. And it's going to be higher pitch this time.
I mean, it's been 10 years. Maybe it's better.
Look, we can hope. Just say you're jealous. And that's fine, Allegra.
I'm jealous.
Thank you.
There we go.
So the gear that we're working with, like imagine, I don't know if you guys ever watched like WWE back in the day, but there was this like tag team called the Highlanders and basically like Highlanders like gear. So he wears the tartan skirt, but bare chested. Dooley Wooly has gotten ripped in the last 10 years since we last saw him. So it's less that like stout, pudgy kind of that I described like last time. He's gotten himself in fucking shape this time. He now has a rapier because I saw you added rapier to the list. So hell yeah.
Yeah.
And because I've got the swashbuckler here, I get to add another weapon to the assortment. And so I've gone with a concealed weapon. So I'm imagining throwing knives, bejeweled throwing knives that he has gathered upon his adventures. Part of the treasures and trinkets that kind of make up the new Dooley Wooly the Great.
Great. Literally throwing away precious jewels.
You're throwing
every time
away money.
You attack.
For good reason.
Yeah.
Exchange money for death and victory.
Great.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Dooley Wooly.
The Great.
Which, the Great.
The Great. The Great.
I will totally say and I won't fuck it up every time. Kat, please tell us about your ecstasy night.
Yeah. Straight edge ecstasy night. Just to be clear. Yeah, so she is wearing like shining armor, you know, your epitome of like a warrior, but not a helmet because we always turn the helmets off in game mode. Long hair, you know, like flowing out behind her. She's got this huge sword which speaks to her in like a really bubbly voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got some, it's a fast sword, so it does some like removes guard from a foe more than usual.
nice.
Yeah, that's kind of about it. And then I've got some abilities I can power through my emotion, through my, if I'm feeling ecstatic at any time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope you're Knight is very happy. She'll have to be.
Yeah. Make for a nice change, you know?
Yeah. Great. Oh, yeah.
Awkward.
Sorry.
Toby.
The wine's getting to me.
Tell us about your Neo.
Okay, yeah. So
played by Keanu Reeves.
I'm gonna go with like a bird or like feathers theme. So I can call him Hawk. And I've gone Dex, big Dex, and not Int, so very quick. So I've tried to like kind of make all my choices kind of conform to that. So I've got like beady black eyes and then like a black cloak of feathers. So I got to start with a dagger and like another close weapon. So I thought what would be cool is like a dagger and like a hook. It's kind of like a talon. It's also a kind of, it's a bit unusual as well. And then like a ranged weapon. So I thought I'd flavor it as like a crossbow. It would be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So dagger, hook and crossbow and then like a cloak of feathers. And the other big choice I get to make is I get like I get a gift.
Yeah.
So it's like a techno magical gift.
Yeah, the way magic works in the Mists of Dolaran in this game is that it's kind of, or that tech is kind of magic and magic is kind of tech. Magic
yeah.
is like a gift from the fair.
Yeah, I have to like win coins or steal coins.
We have coins.
Yeah, it's like fair gold, it's called, right? Yeah. So the thing I've gone for, I get one choice and an upgrade. I've gone for Blink Teleporter. You can chain together short distance teleports about as far as you could jump with a run up. And I thought I'd kind of pair this with the cloak of feathers. So it just like whips around him and that makes him disappear. And then it kind of blown by the wind whips into place where he appears, right?
Oh my god.
So like a gust of wind will blow him and then he appears somewhere else. And the upgrade I went for was it's called Shift TK. You can teleport small nearby objects. So he can just, you know, the cup's over there and just whoop, and it appears in his hand and other things. I thought it'd be really useful and dynamic. You just like, you know, grab a key through the bars or whatever, you know.
That's so, I don't remember you ever being that like detailed when we played the
You've made like a lot of really cool choices in these. I just was like really excited by it. Yeah.
That's really awesome. Thank you, Toby. Xavier.
So my character is called Adam.
Adam? Yeah. Yep.
I've got a hammer, a two-handed hammer. I'm wearing like Holy Seer outfits.
Oh, like robes kind of thing?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I just put points into wisdom.
Yeah.
Yep.
You min-maxed.
It's
not a crime.
What? I think I've
Xavier min-maxing?
I think I've just got to heal people. That's sort of my job.
Yeah.
And I've got a god. Do we want to talk about?
Yeah, because
I've gone through and named them all, but I'm sure we can just discover them in play.
Yeah. I mean, who's your, but your, do you have a main god?
I do. Their name is Lucius.
Lucius.
Yep.
And what are they the god of?
Light.
The god of light.
Nice.
Yep.
Amazing. Now, you're happy for me to play Lucius?
Sure. Yeah.
Great.
Happy
great.
For you to play all the gods.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah. I think I've got like 12 gods. Oh. so I don't feel like,
Yeah, we might not get to them all.
No.
Maybe.
I don't
hopefully
think so.
Not.
I don't think so.
Oh, shit. Allegra. I want to change my character's name.
Oh, God. Yeah, great.
No, much simpler. DW.
DW?
DW.
That's actually like way Arthur. Easier for me to say.
No, DW. Dooley Wooly. DW.
Oh, fuck.
Right.
The great. D-dub the G.
D-dub. D-dub.
D-W
the great.
Please, let's not
We're keeping the great. But it's like, you know, update. Like, it feels like very more like 2013, you know, back
DW.
When like abbreviations were like cool if you just abbreviate it. So I kind of want to like, you know, give a little nod to the old 2013 vibes, man.
Honestly, yeah, I'll just call you Logan. And you can tell me what the character's name is. DW at the moment.
DW.
Cool. And I've decided to name my guy Flint.
Flint.
Ooh. Flint.
I've called mine Avendra as well.
Avendra. The Avenger.
Yeah, sounds kind of dramatic.
Toby, what was your character's name?
Powered by pure ecstasy.
Hawk.
Hawk. Yeah.
Like a bird.
As in the bird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Spelt like hawk or different? Or like is different spelling?
Cool, like no, just cyberpunk spelling.
All right,
just
sorry.
Hawk. Yeah, the A is the number four.
No, that's okay. Silly. Why would you do that?
Yeah. Yep.
And you may refer to me as simply the master.
The master.
Okay.
Do we get to know about you?
You can. It's kind of a secret, though.
Okay.
Oh, right.
I'll keep my stats to myself.
All right. Keep your secrets.
Finally, a reference I finally fucking get.
That was a reference?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You haven't seen them?
A long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was maybe like 8 when they came out.
Yeah.
7?
I mean, always good for a rewatch. That's just fucking great.
I should watch them. Yeah. Then.
Okay. So I have a quarterstaff, which, keeping in the theme of the game, is going to be my D20, just like resting on this magical staff.
Oh, on the top.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And look, what I'm wearing, we'll get into that when we start playing. I'll describe it proper.
Yeah, let's get into it. Kat, you're low on wine. Do you want to stop up?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I'd hate to see this go to waste anyway. We gotta drink it now that I didn't recork it, so
great.
It'll oxidize, so let's get into it.
I'm going with the beer and the
yep. You're in
whiskey.
Beer and whiskey territory.
Can't have a wine too.
Toby, do you want to mix beer and wine, or are you just sticking with beers?
I'm just sticking with these IPAs. They're really nice.
Yeah, no worries. Logan, you don't drink wine?
Beer? I'm good, dude.
All good. Allegra, you're not drinking?
No.
Very good.
I am good. All right. I need everyone to pick up your class die.
Okay.
Simple D6.
Close your eyes. You're going to lower the dice to the table, not yet, and then simultaneously release them. We're going to do it on a count of 3. Keep your eyes closed. 3, 2, 1. When you open your eyes, you will be your paragons, your heroes.
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roward, Rook and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
You're welcome.
Is your house haunted or
it's a bad neighborhood?
Yeah. I mean,
do you have a butler?
No, I don't have a butler.
Oh, shit.
No, maybe I should have closed that door.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.